Hello, everyone. Thank you for that introduction. Today, like you said, I'll be talking about optimizing the rate of an avail copolymer for enhancing phosphorus availability to corn. So today, I'll be going over some background and objectives and the experimental methods that I used, including what we did in the greenhouse and the laboratory, how the copolymer actually solubilized phosphorus, and the implications in my potential work. I just want to take a quick second to thank everyone, the National Science Foundation for funding North Carolina State, and the Basic and Environmental Soil Science REU, my mentors Dr. Dean Hesterberg and the postdoc Sarah Doidora, and Verdesian Life Sciences for additional funding. So a little bit about me, I'm from South Dakota State, like you said, and I am studying agronomy and soil science, and specifically interested in soil health and fertility. So why is phosphorus important? Phosphorus is the most limiting nutrient and second highest demanded fertilizer after nitrogen. It plays many important roles in plant growth, such as root development, stalk and stem strength, and flower and seed production. And only 40% of the phosphorus that's actually applied to soil is available for plants to take up. So why do we need to improve the phosphorus use efficiency? If we make the phosphorus more available for crops, it will allow for healthier crops and stronger yields on the agronomic side. For the environment, we'll prevent runoff into water, and that enhances eutrophication so we can prevent more algae blooms. Economically, we can improve our return on phosphorus fertilizer investments by spending less and getting more out of what we apply. So what is avail? It's a phosphorus fertilizer enhancer. It's a polycarboxylate copolymer that's made from malic and itaconic acids that's found in the soil naturally. It's sold by Verdesian Life Sciences, and it can be applied as a coating on the granular or co-applied with liquid phosphorus into the field. They claim that they can increase crop yields by 10 to 15%, and right now they only have one application rate for all types of soil, so that's kind of one of our main goals in this project. How does it work? So plants take up phosphorus when it's in its water-soluble phosphate form, or soil solution P. And phosphate has a strong negative charge, which fixes positively to positively charged metals in the soil, such as iron and aluminum in acidic soils, and calcium and magnesium in alkaline soils. So essentially, the avail is competing with the phosphorus for the sorption sites, leaving the P in solution for the plant to take up. So my main objective is to determine an application rate for the copolymer avail, and to optimize P uptake in corn growth by putting in minimal P fertilizer. And my hypothesis was that the effectiveness of avail would be directly related to the P sorption capacity of the soil. So the approach that we took was kind of creating a bridge between small-scale chemistry and how the avail actually works, and bringing it into the field, large-scale field plots. So previous research has been done by the postdoc looking at how the avail actually works and the mechanisms behind it, using pure minerals such as ferrihydrite. And my experiment was observing and bringing the avail into the greenhouse on actual corn plants and seeing how there's different growth patterns. So we additionally added a soil incubation research in the lab, and that's analyzing the avail application on the soil only without any other introduced variables. So that was mimicking the exact rates that we used in the greenhouse. And after all of these have been perfected, as we would hope, we could bring it to the field and start using it on different soil types and crops. So I collected a soil from a plot in North Carolina that had not had P applied for over 30 years. So this was just another variable that we could kind of eliminate from our experiment. We had it sent in for soil testing, and we estimated the P sorption capacity by the oxalate extractable iron and aluminum. And then we estimated the avail polymer sorption capacity similar to the P sorption, as they have very similar CEC and they have similar binding methods in the soil. We applied 50% of the recommended rate of P according to the soil test. We really wanted to stress our plants and give a veil its opportunity to do its job. We used rates of 25, 50, 100, 150, and 200% of the polymer sorption capacity and applied the phosphorus as potassium phosphate in a banded application. The band was located 5 centimeters below the surface, and nitrogen was also applied to all of the soil that was in our pot. Our corn was planted on June 24th and emerged 4 days later. We grew the plants for 21 days, harvested them at stage V4. We took wet and dry weights of both plants and the roots, and we sent in the tissue samples for pea analysis and other nutrients. And interestingly enough, all the plants across all treatments showed pea deficiency after 15 days. This is including the controls that we had with 100% of the pea rate. In our lab experiment, we mimicked exactly what we did in the greenhouse, and we measured dissolved pea by applying the same rates of avail and phosphate solution, shaking it for 44 hours and measuring the dissolved pea colorimetrically. So for my results, in the lab experiment with the soil, we found that there's a positive linear relationship between the avail and the dissolved pea. So the avail is doing its job when there was nothing else introduced. And a side note, the range of soil solution P needed to produce 95% yield on corn specifically is 0.025 milligrams per liter. And we have enough. If you look at, we have at our lowest point is 0.03. So we'll discuss other factors that may contribute to that. In the greenhouse, there was no significant increase in growth over time with increasing rates of avail. So you can see all of these points are very close together. They didn't grow any faster or at any certain time. You can also see here the controls and the treatments. All the plants were 32 centimeters plus or minus 3 centimeters at harvest. You can't really see any trends there. Also, more results. We didn't find any trends between the percent P in the plant tissue or the above-ground biomass and below-ground biomass. There was not. The standard error was very large, and there is no trend. So conclusions, there is no trends between increasing avail rates and corn growth, but there is a positive relationship between increasing avail rates and the dissolved pea. So it was doing its job. We just had lots of variables introduced. Implications, the avail copolymer does increase the amount of dissolved pea in the soil, but I really think the P rates need to be adjusted to produce more significant results on avail's direct impact on the corn growth. So what I would have done and some future research that we have to look forward to, as this being one of the first greenhouse experiments that our lab group has done, and a lot has not been done at other universities also, we kind of provided a standard and a good place to start. We kind of just went at it out of the blue. We took educated guesses on things, but clearly we need to have a higher phosphorus rate. We applied 50%, but when our controls of 100% P were showing just as deficient as everything else, it's kind of hard to take your data and use it at all. So we need to adjust our phosphorus rate. So I think I would do... I would start with a pilot experiment of just phosphorus rates on that same soil and plants and see, make a growth curve and kind of go from there. We picked a corn hybrid that's not, we picked a corn hybrid that was susceptible to purpling when it becomes deficient of P. We really wanted to stress these plants and show that avail could do its job, but we would pick a different hybrid for that and also fit to the specific area that we're doing the project. We have talked about different application methods. So the banding application that we did, rather than going down in the soil like a layer like this, we could do it how they do actually in the field and do it along the seed. Also liquid versus granular could be a talking point. Larger pots, we anticipated taller pots, so the seed would be able to create a root zone and be deficient, reach the band, and then come out of it. And also, I would really like to see it on different soil types and come up with that application rate across all different soil types. Thank you, and I think we have time for questions. So. Yes. We used a sandy loam, a soil, yep, and it was pH of about 5.6. Yep, we used the exact same soil. This one? Or? I have this one. I don't think so. They're actually currently doing it in field, so we've discussed that they've kind of been doing it backwards. They started in the field not really knowing the mechanisms, so they're bringing it into the lab now. It is currently sold, so they really want to know how it works specifically so they can...
I mean, are they doing most of their own research?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of their own research, yeah.
Some of the early
mm-hmm.
research on their product.
Yeah. Yes. I think a lot of we have lots of different variables. So the way that we applied the pea into the soil as that banded application might not have been the best way to apply it. If we had the taller pots, we could have prevented the roots from becoming root bound, which they did. So that's one thing. Also, our watering schedule, we kind of we looked at outside sources, and they said just to kind of saturate the soil every other day. So we did that, and that might have been a little bit too much water, which could have prevented availability of pea. Also, the kind of hybrid that we used, it tended it to purple right away, so we could have prevented that a different way, too. So. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so we cut the pots open, so then we didn't disturb any of the roots, and then we carefully washed all the soil off, and then we weighed the whole plant, and then cut and weighed the above ground, and then the roots, just the roots, and then we dried it, and then we did it again.
You're
oh, okay. Thank you.